Purva Ashada Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals move through life with an internal frame of reference, guided by their emotions, intuition, and personal values. Others lean on an external frame of reference, shaped by feedback, social norms, or the desire for approval. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, self-worth, refinement, connection, and associated with Apa, cosmic waters, inner purification, leans strongly toward an internal frame of reference. These natives are deeply in tune with their emotional compass and often make choices based on inner conviction rather than external validation. They may appear socially fluid, but their decisions are filtered through emotional truth and self-respect. However, because Venus also governs beauty, approval, and relationship, Purva Ashada can briefly shift into external referencing, especially when their pride, appearance, or emotional bonds feel threatened. Planetary placements in the 4th, 7th, and 10th houses reveal whether this internal referencing remains stable or fluctuates. If Venus is in the 1st or 5th house, the frame of reference is strongly internal, rooted in self-love, aesthetic awareness, and emotional intelligence. These individuals act according to their values, even when no one else understands them. In Purva Ashada, Venus strengthens self-trust. They know what feels right and don't easily bend to social pressure. If Venus is in the 10th, their public image reflects this inner strength. They're respected for grace, principle, and quiet confidence. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the frame of reference can shift toward external, especially in emotionally sensitive or relational spaces. These individuals may tune in to others' feelings or reactions before fully accessing their own. In Purva Ashada, Moon creates a deep emotional pull. They seek harmony, but must learn to trust their own emotional truth over external affirmation. If Moon is in the 10th, they may appear composed, but are often highly attuned to public or relational feedback. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the frame of reference becomes adaptive, shifting between internal logic and external communication. These individuals process internally, but refine their views through dialogue or feedback. In Purva Ashada, Mercury adds diplomacy. They seek truth, but also clarity in how it's expressed. If Mercury is in the 10th, their professional identity may blend emotional depth with communicative grace. They know how to speak from the heart in a way others can understand. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the frame remains internal, action-oriented, and self-driven. These individuals trust their instincts and act with conviction. In Purva Ashada, Mars energizes emotional clarity. They're not easily swayed by opinion, especially when fighting for something meaningful. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as bold, principled leaders, those who follow their inner fire, even against the tide. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the reference starts internal but is heavily shaped by external responsibility. These natives often make choices based on duty, legacy, or societal role. But their emotional alignment still matters. In Purva Ashada, Saturn teaches discernment. They learn to ground their internal truth in structured action. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are public role models, valued for integrity and the wisdom of knowing when to follow others and when to trust themselves. Purva Ashada's deepest wisdom flows from its inner waters. These natives feel their way into clarity, often filtering the world through their emotional resonance before acting. Their evolution lies in anchoring that inner truth so deeply that no external noise can override it. When balanced, Purva Ashada becomes the emotional compass for others, gracefully standing in their truth, navigating the world from within, and never needing to be loud to be right. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some individuals prefer a proactive approach, taking initiative, leading with intent, and setting things in motion. Others are more reactive, responding to emotional shifts, external events, or internal signals before acting. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, refinement, grace, conviction, and associated with Apa, cosmic waters, flow, purification, tends to lean toward a proactive action style, especially when guided by emotional conviction or a desire to express truth. These natives often feel a deep internal push to rise, speak, or move forward when their values, pride, or sense of purpose are stirred. However, Due to their emotional sensitivity and strong sense of dignity, they can shift into a reactive mode when feeling wounded, misunderstood, or emotionally overwhelmed. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses help shape whether their actions are instinctive responses or value-led initiations. If Venus is in the 1st or 5th house, the action preference is gracefully proactive. These individuals act with style, charm, and emotional clarity, often pursuing what they love or believe in. In Purva Ashada, Venus empowers them to initiate from a place of heart-centered confidence. If Venus is in the 10th, they are seen as magnetic leaders, moving forward with dignity and often inspiring others through their composed, value-driven choices. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the action pattern is more reactive, especially to emotional tones and relationship dynamics. These natives may wait until their inner world feels aligned or disrupted before acting. In Purva Ashada, Moon adds a tidal quality. They may hold back until emotionally stirred, then act with force. If Moon is in the 10th, this reactivity is often seen in public. They adjust to perception, yet seek solitude to regain clarity. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the action style is boldly proactive, fueled by inner drive and competitive instinct. These individuals move with fire and will, especially when they believe they're fighting for truth or self-respect. In Purva Ashada, Mars sharpens their sense of direction. They cut through emotional fog with action. If Mars is in the 10th, they rise through decisive leadership, often driven by ideals or personal integrity. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, action is proactive through strategy. These individuals think before acting, but are not passive. They prefer thoughtful, clear movement. In Purva Ashada, Mercury gives verbal elegance and timing. They know when to speak, write, or move in a way that influences. If Mercury is in the 10th, they lead with words, articulating ideas that resonate emotionally and socially. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the preference is typically reactive through structure and caution. These individuals don't act quickly. They observe, endure, and move only when the foundation is stable. In Purva Ashada, Saturn adds emotional discipline. They may hold back until their course is justified. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are respected for their measured approach, acting with seriousness, responsibility, and deep emotional control. Purva Ashada's action style is like water under pressure, calm until stirred, graceful until it must surge forward. These natives are most powerful when moving from aligned conviction rather than emotional reactivity. Their growth lies in learning that strength doesn't always shout, it flows. When balanced, Purva Ashada becomes the sacred initiator, acting with heart, poise, and unwavering truth, even when the waters are deep. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some individuals prefer an options-based style, fluid, exploratory, and open to adaptation. Others thrive on procedures, favoring step-by-step structure, clarity, and predictability. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, grace, desire, refinement, and associated with Appa, cosmic waters, emotional depth, and purification, leans toward an options-based operational style. These natives value flexibility, emotional flow, and the freedom to follow inspiration rather than rigid schedules. They often work best when they can respond to what feels right in the moment, especially if their creative, intuitive, or emotional intelligence is involved. However, when driven by personal conviction or in service of a higher truth, Purva Ashada can embrace procedures, not for control, but as a container to support their vision or values. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses help reveal how structure or spontaneity shows up in their work. If Venus is in the 1st or 5th house, the preference is clearly for options. These individuals are led by emotional insight, beauty, and inner flow. In Purva Ashada, Venus adds creativity and a desire for freedom. They need room to adapt and often resist imposed systems. If Venus is in the 10th, they thrive in roles that allow them to set their own style, leading through personal magnetism rather than formal authority. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the native operates with emotional procedures. They may follow routines, but only if they feel emotionally grounding. In Purva Ashada, Moon softens the need for structure. They create rituals more than rules. If Moon is in the 10th, They may appear stable and rhythmic in their work, but their process is still guided by internal tides. If Mercury is in the third or 10th house, the style becomes structured flexible. These individuals enjoy building frameworks, especially for communication or creativity, but they like to keep the system open-ended. In Purva Ashada, Mercury brings thoughtful agility. They organize emotion into form, but still need the freedom to revise. If Mercury is in the 10th, they shine in fields like media, counseling, or design, where voice, message, or aesthetics must evolve with the moment. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native may create their own personal procedures based on discipline and emotional clarity. These individuals act with purpose, even if their methods are unconventional. In Purva Ashada, Mars gives internal drive. They don't need external rules, but they do need alignment. If Mars is in the 10th, they are known for leading with focused will, driven by inner standards more than external systems. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the native leans more toward procedures, especially when emotional chaos threatens to spill over. These individuals find comfort in structure, especially if it's self-imposed. In Purva Ashada, Saturn grounds the flow. They may create systems to hold emotional truth, not suppress it. If Saturn is in the 10th, they often rise through responsibility, consistency, and the grace of emotional maturity under pressure. Purva Ashada's operational gift lies in emotional intelligence and adaptable flow. These natives are not chaotic, they're intuitive. Their ideal rhythm is one that bends without breaking, adjusts without losing purpose. Their evolution lies in learning how to create just enough structure to support their emotional and creative brilliance. When balanced, Purva Ashada becomes the fluid architect, building systems that breathe and crafting processes that feel like poetry in motion. Purva Ashada Nakshatra views, general or specific. Some individuals view life through a general lens, absorbing broad patterns, archetypes, and universal truths. Others operate with a specific lens, attuned to fine details, personal nuance, and emotional precision. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, aesthetics, meaning values, and associated with Apa, cosmic waters, depth, purification, tends to lean toward a general view. These natives often perceive life through emotional themes, symbolic resonance, or big picture ideals, such as truth, victory, or integrity. They're more interested in what something means than how it works in minute detail. However, when emotionally invested, or when their pride or values are challenged, Purva Ashada can narrow into a specific view to defend or clarify their position. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses influence whether they stay expansive or zoom in when it matters most. If Venus is in the 1st or 5th house, the worldview is general, symbolic, and idealistic. These individuals see beauty in themes, emotions, and universal truths. In Purva Ashada, Venus elevates their perception. They grasp patterns of meaning across love, purpose, and personal growth. If Venus is in the 10th, their public expression reflects this. They may be seen as graceful, wise, and driven by vision more than by detail. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the general view becomes emotionally guided. These individuals process through felt experience. They don't always need facts when they feel the truth. In Purva Ashada, Moon brings emotional certainty. They know what resonates, even if they can't explain it logically. If Moon is in the 10th, they are seen as intuitive leaders, trusting their inner compass to guide their professional direction. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the perception can shift to specific, especially in thought and communication. These individuals notice tone, word choice, and the finer points of an argument. In Purva Ashada, Mercury helps translate emotional vision into verbal clarity. They may focus on details when speaking up for justice or personal values. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are admired for blending heartfelt insight with articulate delivery, capable of speaking truth with both style and substance. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the view becomes targeted and specific, especially when action is needed. These individuals pinpoint what's wrong or out of alignment and move quickly to address it. In Purva Ashada, Mars adds sharpness to perception. They may overlook subtle details until challenged, then strike with focused intensity. If Mars is in the 10th, they lead through action. cutting through fog with purpose and precision. If Jupiter is in the first or ninth house, the worldview is broad, philosophical, and meaning-driven. These individuals are motivated by spiritual growth, moral clarity, and the pursuit of wisdom. In Purva Ashada, Jupiter reinforces the general view. They frame life through dharma, truth, and soul evolution. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they're seen as principled guides, holding space for vision, truth, and expansive thinking in their public or leadership roles. Purva Ashada's natural vision is wide, emotional, and aspirational. These natives are less concerned with nitpicking and more focused on meaning, purpose, and emotional clarity. Their strength lies in recognizing what flows beneath the surface of situations and using that vision to uplift or purify. When balanced, they know when to zoom out for grace and wisdom and when to zoom in to protect what matters. Ultimately, Purva Ashada sees through the lens of the heart, wide, watery, and unshakably tuned to truth. Purva Ashada Nakshatra. Work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some individuals prefer working together, energized by teamwork, collaboration, and shared purpose. Others thrive in proximity, working independently, but near others for occasional support or creative exchange. And some function best solo, needing emotional space, creative freedom, and full control over their environment. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, refinement, individuality, values, and associated with Apa, cosmic waters, purification flow, most naturally leans toward proximity, with a strong capacity for solo when emotional clarity or space is required. These natives are internally guided and often prefer to lead or express their ideas without interference. Yet they enjoy the presence of others as long as their autonomy and pride are respected. They work best when surrounded by people they trust, but not entangled in excessive emotional or structural dependency. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses show how this balance plays out in their professional life. If Venus is in the 1st or 5th house, the preference is often solo or selective proximity. These individuals have a strong personal vision and prefer to work independently or only with those who honor their values and creativity. In Purva Ashada, Venus enhances self-respect. They work best when they feel emotionally centered and creatively free. If Venus is in the 10th, they are often admired for their elegant self-leadership and may work in fields where they can shape their own schedule, brand, or artistic vision. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the native may lean more toward together or emotionally close proximity, especially if the environment feels emotionally safe and respectful. These individuals are intuitive and may enjoy co-creating with those who understand their emotional language. In Purva Ashada, the moon adds relational depth. They flourish in partnerships that support emotional and creative flow. If moon is in the 10th, they're known for their emotional resonance at work, but may need breaks to reconnect with their inner stillness. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the preference is often for proximity, especially with intellectual peers or collaborators. These individuals enjoy thoughtful conversation and shared ideas, but still prefer to manage their own contributions. In Purva Ashada, Mercury brings articulate independence. They like being heard, but not micromanaged. If Mercury is in the 10th, they often shine in roles where they can express their voice while shaping their own process, writing, speaking, branding, or advising. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the work style becomes solo, with a strong drive for independence and focus. These individuals prefer to lead their own path, especially when challenge or competition is involved. In Purva Ashada, Mars adds passion and clarity. They act with purpose and don't like to wait for others. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as bold, proactive professionals, confident in moving alone toward a goal. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the native may lean toward proximity within structure, or solo, with long-term responsibility. These individuals value discipline and autonomy and don't require constant collaboration. In Purva Ashada, Saturn brings inner stability. They can work alone or near others, as long as boundaries are respected. If Saturn is in the 10th, they often lead quietly, trusted for their consistency, emotional maturity, and graceful work ethic. Purva Ashada's ideal work environment is emotionally intelligent, creatively free, and energetically clean. These natives thrive when they have room to breathe, feel, and express without pressure. Yet they appreciate the right kind of company, aligned, respectful, and minimally invasive. When balanced, they become inspiring and refined contributors, uplifting others not through control or codependence, but through the strength of their emotional truth, quiet leadership, and inner radiance.